Welcome to Laughing Monkey Music Show, Taylor Van Lindify. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Good. I'm hope I said your name well enough, as my poor pronouncing of your beautiful name. People don't know, Lindy is a beautiful singer, and I have a preview of her album, and we're gonna dig into it and talk with the album, and hopefully people that aren't aware, check out the album with her and partner duo. But she's also some other work too. So this is hopefully this is the beginning of a musical adventure. So let's talk about the album and who is your partner on the album with? Let's talk about who they are and their writing.
Yes, so the partner I write with, his name is Roy Ole Førland, and he is doing the synths and the programming. So we have basically been sending ideas to each others throughout all the corona time, and we were sitting in
Yeah.
each other's living room and just sending things. And we found out that that was actually a very new way of working, and it was a bit felt a bit lonely, but we built up under the loneliness. So this time we haven't had that much guests. We have had more guests on our album that was before this one. More of this one, we wanted to keep the kind of lonely feeling, you know, that I
Yes.
guess everyone was feeling a bit lonely maybe on in the corner. So we found out, it's a bit, it is something to maybe work in that way also, to kind of feel this lonely and a bit cold and see what can come up. So that's now we have only synths. We have he's also been programming, but we have additional a little bit of this traditional Norwegian yeah, it's not a fiddle, but I'm sorry, I'm a bit tired
No,
today, so that to
it's okay.
remember all the names. But you know, it's a yes, and we have also drums, additional drums. So
Is,
by Sondre
yep.
Veland, yeah, Sondre Veland on drums, and we also have producer Ivar Sande, and yeah, a couple of other guests, so you will hear throughout the
So you're
album.
also playing the synthesizer also, right? So you're playing synthesizer and writing too, or are you just doing just your vocals on this album?
I do on this album. I only do vocals because I am before I started the singing, I was actually playing synthesizer, so I was that's what was my main instrument before, you know, when I was little and when I was too shy to sing myself. So but I enjoy singing these days. I've been enjoying only singing actually, and making choir arrangements and
It's
such. So,
amazing.
but I'm working very well together with Roy Ole.
It's a beautiful album. It's kind of nice that it actually the timing came out. It came out after COVID, so everyone's not so lonely, because the album is so powerful and like melancholy-ish that if I was in COVID listening to it, I'd be really bummed out because I feel so alone because it is so powerful. It really has that emotion.
Oh.
It's a good thing. I think the best thing about
Yeah.
music is you feel it, So it shows that that's
Yeah.
where it is.
And it's good to hear also that you can actually feel it. Yes. And it's good that it's good that you actually I will tell Roy Ola that you could actually hear that. That's where it's coming from. And we have been joking a bit about it also, like in the on the last song on the album, it's a glimpse of hope in all the sadness. You know, lyric
Well,
voice. But yeah.
I say melancholy because to me, melancholy can be really sad, but also have a little happiness, like a line through it of happiness. You know what I mean? Like it just feels like you're kind of, you're sad, but there's always a little hope. There's always hope, I always feel. So to me, the music feels very emotional, though. It could be
Always
like,
hope, always hope.
and it's, it, but it is. So, like, when you guys write the music, do you afterwards sit down? Maybe more for this album, you write the lyrics afterwards, or is it different for each album when you, for you, any of your projects, but for this one in particular?
Yes, in for this one, I always write the lyrics afterwards, because I feel that it's for me, it's like I need the melody line to be free first, But the lyrics and the words for me is very important, although I use very few sentences sometimes. I think lyrics are as important as the melody in itself. So on this particular album, I actually traveled to Portugal because I never been there before, and I like to go out in nature and see. So that was after Corona, and that was after everything was set, you know, with the melodies and with the synths and stuff. Then the Corona was not there anymore, and I could travel to. It was actually in February last year, so I was away for 1 month, and just to see what was happening, really. I was just walking and walking and walking for hours each day, and I didn't know. I was lucky. Okay, I will say this: I was lucky, and I got some fundings to do it. Otherwise, I couldn't
Well, yeah.
justify being away 1 month. Yeah, lyrics finished when I was there, but that didn't happen. It took me some time. I'd been writing all these small sentences here and there, and I didn't just it didn't I didn't know what to do with them. But then right before we were going to studio to record this, you know, with the lyrics on it,
You're right.
then the words just came. Yeah, but it is based on that, you know, just traveling and together with this. Find it together with this loneliness feeling that we talked about. So something
It's
hope in there.
the lyrics you hear it in well, it's very the whole thing's like a solid piece album. It's not, I mean, obviously, like to me, it is our singles album. It's not a singles; it's a full piece. To me, I like to listen to full albums. So a piece of music like this is what I enjoy because, you know, I'm not usually looking for singles. I want a whole album from beginning to end. I want to, like, it's an experience, you know. You know, pack your lunch. It's going to be a day. I want to listen to the album and I want to be involved in it, so you can feel it. And the way you write is a little different than a lot of people that I interview with. So it's kind of neat. So will you guys do the music and then you do the melodies with it, and then you come up with the mel then you come up with the lyrics that fit the melodies afterwards? Interesting.
Yes, what happened is that I always make the melodies myself. So the melodies are, it's always me that is making, you know, what they sing. And sometimes I sing the melodies and choir arrangements and without any instruments, and I send it to Ola. And sometimes he has some drones or some kind of themes that he sent to me, and then I make a melody on that. But we never sit down. We have had a few where we are just jammed. But that was when it wasn't Corona, so it was just jamming, and then just it happens. You know, he's playing something and I sing, but it's I think it's real. We really like to work fast when we make melody. So it's based on he either sends something to me or I send something to him, and within a few hours we have sent something to each other, you know, answered the music. So it's
I see. I think delay would make me crazy because I'd want to keep working on something. When I have an idea, I'd want to keep working on it and send it and be like waiting for an hour. I'd be like, come on, let's go, you know what I mean? Like,
Exactly. And it's so good to have someone. Of course, I also work with others that we have the same pace. But it's so good with us with Roy Ole, we have the same pace. We work that way, that go very fast, because you can always do things, you know, do differently later. But just to get, yes, you know, maybe you say. You said yourself you are in a certain mood and you just want
yes.
to continue.
It's definitely that. And it's interesting. So, like, being shaped into the melody, into the lyrics, because a lot of times it's the other way around. It's the lyrics, they make it fit the melody, fit the song. So,
Yes.
doing the melody first and then making the lyrics fit that. Are you flexible
Yes.
somewhat with yourself by that point? Or is it, are you like, no, I got to make the words fit and this is a melody? It's in stone. Then these lyrics, we gotta make it fit somehow, type of deal. Or you're like, well, we can kind of change it.
I'm always flexible. Yeah, I'm
Okay.
always flexible. I'm not afraid of changing things, but it happens. It hasn't happened that it has changed, but I haven't been thinking about it. That's because eventually the right words comes up. That's what I'm used
That's
to.
interesting because a lot of people don't do it that way. So to me, it's very, very interesting to hear this for the first time. I mean, some people do like a little of everything, but to do a whole album like that and do the melodies and then go back and do it the way you've done it, It's very interesting. Did you have the music with you when you went for walks and stuff to be inspired by the music, or are you just walking quiet? Like, did you have the rough mixes of the album that
No,
you're working on to be
I
inspired?
walk. No, I don't. Then I listen to a kind of techno from the 90s or so. All other music that I'm working on for the most part. Actually, because that is also because I don't want things to stiffen or to be too. I want it to be alive, and if and that's why if I listen to the same music over and over and over again, or our music, then I think I will start to get because not free. So
That'd be
I
cool.
don't. It's
It's
just
interesting. It's funny to
free.
think of you doing that. To think of you doing like listening to techno or pop music, writing the lyrics for this album, which is so mellow and emotional, going to the woods. It's funny. It's like a juxtapod, the way it goes the opposite. It's kind of fun that way. And you actually, I see you pop when I
Yeah, but
came through you. The video is very nice. Is that a full concept from you guys, or is
it's
that the
Felix
record label who's doing that?
Mugaya.
Yeah.
No, it's just we got to from the new besides it's only the one that is called The Lake. Then the record company found some of that. That's a wonderful also video maker. But the one that we use that is a friend of us. His name is Ferruccio Goya, and he's Italian. He moved to Norway 5 years ago, and now he's our. We have a very good working relationship. So, and also I have also a good friend called Mai Husby that also some years ago made a video for Seafarer. So
That's a beautiful one too.
we are like to work together with artists. Yeah. So,
Well, you
but on the
have the most
latest
beautiful nature,
videos,
though.
it's Ferruccio Goya.
You
Yeah, we have, right?
know,
It's
it
right
is the most
outside my door.
beautiful. Really, it's beautiful. Do
But
you find it a challenge if you want to do something different, though? Do you think, like, because are there like limitations to your creativity there? Where, like, being annoyed, like, because either like you've scenery, but you want to do something different. You can't do something different in video or musically because, you know what I'm saying? Do you think there's any constraints musically or video wise, even like being creative?
No, and that, no, because for example, the video with I always or we let him have his own ideas to see what do he gets out of our if he listened to our music, what do he get out of it? So we
Okay.
were very curious to see the last time, for example, on a whisper, what do he but he picked up on what it was about, probably because he know us now. He knows us a bit.
Yeah.
And also lyric wise, he kind of figured out that this is, for example, for the Whisper video, he figured out by himself that this is about the creatures in the nature or what the, he understood that. So he then used some Southern Europe, his own ideas, on how to get this together. So it's very exciting for us to work with other artists on the visuals. To see what's happening there. So, yeah.
You think you've gotten more exposure now? This is kind of, I think it's interesting. I think the music's beautiful. I've always liked all kinds of other countries around the world. But with the internet in the past, even the world got even bigger, and then even with COVID, but even prior to that, like a lot of the Vikings or the Last Kingdom, and a lot more shows are geared over, on your side of the world now. Like, has the exposure helped the music get out to bigger people now? Like, more people are kind of getting it that wouldn't get it besides your native country or the surrounding countries. Do you know what I'm saying?
I guess so. It's I guess so because it's always like that, isn't it? That if it's a TV show, that is just remember in the 80s, it was a
Yes.
huge thing with Japan. I'm that old. I'm almost 50 now.
I'm
With
53,
Japan,
so
and I
yeah.
guess maybe it's, you had the Shogun, and you have that is up and going now soon again. I remember that series. And it's like if something, and then it gets exposed, the culture gets exposed, because maybe before the series, maybe not that many people knew about this Nordic music or had heard it before. Or
Right. And that's what I mean, because sometimes things
it's
can
not
be
so
like,
many people.
I don't know if you felt a difference, like if you saw the difference over the past couple of years with more of those shows and movies being out there, more people are not like, oh, I enjoy the movie, but they're like, oh, I really like the music. Like it's helped grow the music, not just be like a soundtrack. Like it's like I become a fan of the music, and this is a good exposure. You know what I'm saying? Like I was
Absolutely.
curious.
Yes, on for example on on Vardruna, which I'm a part of, that band. Of course, then I it's exposed. But at the same time with me and Rjolan, we don't we have I think we have a kind of another sound that is more like into this alternative synth music, which is another thing again. So it has really helped with Vardruna, I think. Yes, and it's I love to be in Vardruna too, so traveling around the world, and it's magnificent, and a bunch of really nice people there too, you know, in the
Yeah.
band. So it
That's good.
definitely it's definitely has pretty helped pretty much, I guess,
I like
for
to see it
why
happen.
we
I mean,
do.
well, you can. Well, it's out there. I think it's good. I hope it stays like that. I hope it doesn't just become like a thing that people are exposed and they kind of forget about it. And, you know, it's because it's such a beautiful music, you know.
Yeah.
Will you be able to do any
Let's
touring or
hope.
playing with this project? Will you guys be able to do any shows?
Oh yes, we are been invited to we are going to Cyprus next month. So we have been
Nice.
that's the first concert. Yes, and we have other offers, but that's on the what can I say? It's I'm not a business person whatsoever, and so it's not the
That's
Rula.
okay.
So we have a management that is working with that, but it will happen. We will have concerts,
Okay.
definitely.
Now, do you know the music like well enough, or like because you guys put it together? Like some musicians will say they do an album and then they go, now I've got to go back and learn my songs. Like because they're putting the songs together, they weren't learning them in the same way that we put them together. Are you like gonna have to go, are you familiar with your songs like you really from the beginning, or do you have to go back and like relearn your own music?
It will I always remember the melodies always, but of course the problem for me is to remember the words, but that will be my own words is ridiculous, but that's true. But it will we have done it before, we did it with Hildring, and we will do it now also. We have to rehearse, of course, but
Right.
we do things a bit differently live, and sometimes things get a bit which we actually prefer, it gets a bit deeper or darker sometimes and
Oh,
more
really?
wild. Yeah. So that's but we have a good team together now, we think, in the band, and we have some plans already.
Good. Well, it's funny because I hear artists will be like, a guitarist will be like, I have to go back and go online and watch somebody else play my guitar part so I can learn them again. After so many years, people just
Yeah.
start, you forget stuff. You know, if you're so intricate in what you do, you can't just remember
Of
everything.
course.
You
Of
know?
course. But that's I think that is a healthy thing, because that in my opinion, because that just means that you are not stiffened up.
Well, and
That
the other
when you
thing is, I
played
think,
it in the first time it was free.
right. Well, I think, and to me, the other thing would be with your style of music, it's not the normal 1-2-2-4. Like it's got a much more of a freer, it does have an atmospheric flow to it, so you don't feel like you're like totally into it. You know, it's not as structured as a regular pop song would be, which is what makes this more special because it's different. You know what I mean? Which would also make it either really easy or really hard to remember. You know. Yeah, that's what the
Yes,
question would be, yeah.
but it's funny that you say that, because the second time I've heard that today, that's
Oh,
someone
really?
says to me that. Someone says to me that the melodies are very different, and it is almost like it doesn't go in time. But that is for me, it's natural to say. I don't read more than basic notes anyway,
Yeah.
things. So I
Well,
think
it's
it's
not
just a
even a time.
natural
It's
rhythm.
just a different. It's a different structure. It's not the normal 2-4 structure. It has its own
Yeah.
signature. Obviously, yeah. It doesn't feel like it's all over the place. It feels like it has its own signature. It just doesn't feel like the normal, cookie cutter way where it's easy for put on the radio. You just
Yeah.
remember the chorus. It gets beaten into your brain. This has a different journey
Yeah.
musically, which, different is
Yeah,
hard to learn
but maybe.
sometimes.
Yeah, but I think it's I don't know. For me, I don't know Olaf because noise, but maybe the same. I've always, since I was very little, I've been listening a lot to music, different kind, every day, because I had also this cassette player in my room. So when I was not outside in the by the ocean or woods, I was inside in my room listening to music, and that was literally for hours, I guess,
Yeah.
each day. So I think I don't know. It's how to explain, but I think I'm so used to listening to music that it's like I remember well, melody lines and everything I can remember very well. It's only lyrics I have problems with. But I used to sing along with the synths if I wasn't playing the synths
Oh.
myself, because I had an instrument also. So I was singing along, not with the melody lines for the artist, because I wanted to hear Depeche Mode, for example. I wanted to
Yep.
hear Dave Gahan sing, not me. So I was singing along with the other instruments. And then
Okay.
maybe that has contributed to,
Your
I
songwriting.
think
Yeah.
maybe.
Well, it's different.
So
It's
it's helpful.
fun. This is your second album, right, together, I
Happy
believe.
to hear that.
Is your second
Yes,
one.
it is
So
together
this
with yeah.
is this gonna be a long-term thing? Like, you guys are gonna keep doing albums like this between your work and his work, kind of keep this going? Or does it just depend?
Guess. Yeah, it will depend. I guess so, because we are working very well together. So it's but we are very busy people on each.
Right.
He's a music teacher and he's also traveling around with just doing. But we haven't been talked about quitting. So of course, I think we will make more music. In the
I think you should. I'm
I
like
don't I
excited to
don't I
hear.
never say that. Yeah, definitely. But I
Well,
think I can say yes, we will make more music.
that's good. I mean, there's no timeline.
We
I
already
asked
been
that.
thinking of, but we already started.
Oh, really? You have more stuff. Well, that's my question. It's like, where would you, when you're writing this music, like, be like, oh, I have this much music. I cut. I stop. Like, I can't imagine you not having a little extra or being like, I have an idea for another song. Like, it just feels like it's not going to just stop flowing out of you. Like, you
Yeah.
start to feel like you're ready going to the next album already. By
You
the time you're
know.
talking to somebody at this part for you, talking, doing the press, most artists are like, yeah, I'm already working on my next album. I actually, it's usually they're already so far ahead of themselves. So that was the question. It's like,
Yeah. Yes, it has started something already.
good. Good. I mean, there's a lot of projects, a lot of people do, a lot of artists do a lot of different
But
projects. So you are out there doing a lot of other projects too. I see you're guesting on a lot of
yes.
songs, which is nice.
Yes, I do. I love it. I've done that since the 90s, actually. I've been called in. Bergen is a small city, so it's like, okay, there is that singing lady. We can hear if she can do something, because I like to travel in my head. Before, now I can't travel. I love to travel,
Yeah.
but earlier I didn't. For many years, I hadn't the money to travel at all. No
Yeah.
holidays or anything like that. But I was pretty good in traveling in my head. And when I then get asked for, can you hear is this song? And it was maybe a kind of Western song, but in a cool way. And then I could go
Yeah.
into this. And I swear to you, I could see. I was daydreaming, but I could kind of be among the cactuses and places I
Yeah.
hadn't been before. And then I just came on melody line, and I've been so lucky that I had the opportunity to do that. People have asked me to do this because I get free. I can do what I want, basically.
Because when I was watching the video for this album, the videos, this stuff, other videos that popped up, that also things that you had guessed it on, So I went back and I'd listened to them. So hearing you put your input with different bands, like guessing at different bands, was really kind of fun while I was listening to this album. You know what I mean? So it was, such a diverse, platter of songwriting for you and vocals,
Yes, and it's also that, it can be, it's exciting to see what comes. I don't have a set plan. I never have that for what to do. So just listen to things and then I see what comes up. Oh, no, I think if I'm guessing on something. And that's very fun because it's more like using the voice as an instrument. And sometimes I have words, sometimes I have not words,
But you have the freedom now, so that's the important part. They always give you freedom with the
Yes, always.
quotes.
Or otherwise, I'm not the right person to ask because I can't. I find it not inspiring to follow someone. If someone tells me what to do, like all then of course with Vardruna, I come with ideas here and there, but there are maybe some set melodies that I know has made, but then I have some kind of freedom anyway, how to, there are elements I can put in here and there. But if it was like this and this, it has to be like this, it's better to ask someone else because there are people that are much better doing that than me. I'm not,
No restrictions for you when you write. You need wide open. I
No.
want to thank you. This has been fun to talk to you. This has been an adventure to me, hearing your music and being introduced to you as an artist, because I don't usually, get introduced to something
Thank
so
you.
different. It's beautiful, and I want people to check you out. It's March 8th, right? The album comes out March 8th, I believe.
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna put the
And
link so
thank you for
everybody's.
very much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I'd love to see you sometime. The links and everything about the band and the artists will be underneath the show. So on YouTube and on the podcast, they can check and click and head right over and support you. But thank you. Thank you for being on the show today. Appreciate it.